Hello again, everybody. This is Greg Verga here, Unfinished Music. And today I'm joined by my guest co-host, Mark Laura. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. And today our guests are Surnames. And the Surnames going around the room here. We have Nate Kidder, who's on bass. Hey, Nate. They can't see you smile, but okay, this is radio. Liam Anastasia Murphy on lead vocals and guitar. Liam, how are you?
Doing well.
And then we have Christian Toller on guitar and vocals.
Hello.
And then on drums we have, and vocals, Jesse Kessler. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Going great. You smiles and whispers. That's perfect for what we're doing.
Yeah, we've never done radio before.
Yeah, okay.
New territory.
All right. So, guys, let's start us off with a song. What are you going to play for us?
This song's called Bloom. It's all the right. First single off the new EP. Yeah. Are we ready? 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a... There's a forest in her eyes and a longing in my heart, and I'm studying her hues, the warm summer muscles, her gray ocean blues, and but every line I drew was traced away. See a flower sprouting through, and I'm hoping it can bloom. Oh, and hoping it can bloom.
Bloom. Nice. Cool song. All right. Let's Why don't we talk about the EP? You know, let's not bury the lead here. You got a new EP out. Why don't we talk about the process of putting it together, and then we'll talk about where people can find it.
Sure, yeah. It was kind of like, I guess it was a year ago where I came to Jesse. I was like, Jesse, I got some tunes. Help me out. Play some drums. That was about a year ago. And so we kind of worked out, I think it was like 8 or 9 songs total. And then kind of over a couple, 2-3 month period, just kind of worked them out, got kind of the loose rhythm arrangement. And then we brought Christian in to play some bass. So it was just kind of like the three of us went in the studio with Tony Warren at Bang a Song. And we narrowed it down. We kind of like trimmed the fat and to 6 songs. And we recorded over like a 2 month period. You know, we all work and do other things, so we got in when we could and got it going. And then we brought Nate back when he was done fighting all his battles and he was ready to rock and roll again. So
all right.
Yeah, so we're glad to have him back.
Yeah, and it's good to have you back, Nate. You did have a tough time.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Does that mic actually work over there?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. Can you hear
me? Is the switch on?
The switch is on.
Okay. All right.
Got to check these things out, Greg. You're supposed to do that before the show, though, right?
It is. I see a green signal over here, so I guess it's working. I always have a section for gear, because there are people out there who like that stuff. Or I assume that you do, because if I were out there, I'd like that stuff. So why don't we go around the room and talk about the gear we typically use. And we'll start with Nate with that awesome Rickenbacker you got.
Yeah, I got a brand new Rickenbacker. Greg gave it to me today. I'm bringing it home. You can take my bass if you want.
Yeah, it was a gift. But in reality, you have a homemade bass that you use.
Yeah. It's a. It's all parts, so it's all licensed by Fender. So it's I'm left-handed, so it's a righty P bass body with Bartolini pickups.
Okay.
So the highest output before active, and then I got a lefty jazz bass neck.
Nice. Hang on a sec. We had a quick technical difficulty, but we're back. We wanted to make sure we were hearing Nate because it was so insightful what he was saying.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else? So that's the bass, and you're a lefty, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are the stepchild of the music world.
Few and far between.
Yeah, yeah. But I've been in 2 bands with a left-handed guitarist, and you were one of them.
Right,
All right.
It's pretty nice being able to share gear.
All right, let's move on. Liam.
I have a semi-hollow body Tele. It was... I lived in Richmond, Virginia for a while, and there was a guy who built for Fender down there, and I got it through like a local guitar shop. I'm not like a huge gearhead, so I don't know like a ton of the specs. It's got a noiseless pickup, which I really love, and I probably use the most. And then I played through just a modified vintage, I think it's called, Fender Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's made in Mexico, but I like how it sounds. It sounds good. And then pedals, I like my pedal setup a lot, actually. I have a full tone, so it's got the overdrive and distortion. And then I have, I bought these two, they're pretty inexpensive, tremolo and reverb pedals, but I like love the way they sound. One's called Snakebite from Canon. And then, the other one is, what is it? It's a Donner and it's got a mustache on it. It's great. it's pretty awesome.
Donner, as in the Donner Party or the guy that ate people?
I'm not sure.
Either way, they both did, didn't they?
Or the reindeer.
I think the mustache is the person who eats people, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. That's definitely it.
Yeah. Don't forget about
sounds
you.
Like oh, a no. guy who would eat people.
Yeah. No, it was Dahmer was the guy that ate, but the right. Donner potty also ate people.
Okay. Yeah. I think the Donner reindeer ate people too.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's a fact.
All right. Now, Christian, looks like you've got a couple of pedals on there.
Yeah,
and I'm
going
to take
couple.
Some pictures to put them on the Facebook page because oh, it's always worth it.
Yeah, as you can see, my pedal board is kind of a mess at the moment. Yeah, I mean, I don't need to go through all of them, do I?
No.
What's your favorite
The main
one?
Ones I use, I like this Green Rhino, which is like a, kind of a tube screamer sort of thing.
Can you click that again?
Oh.
Yeah, let's leave
Should
that in the opposition because I'm hearing
yes.
like a jet engine in the background.
Yes,
that's
sorry
it.
About that.
That's the culprit. Okay.
Okay. And I've got this EP booster, which I usually just leave on all the time because I like the way it sounds through my Fender Deluxe Reverb, just like Liam. Although this one is Nate's, actually.
Yeah.
He's letting me borrow his.
Yeah, Hot Rod Deluxe.
Hot Rod Deluxe. Because mine is being repaired at the moment. Also, I play just like Liam. I'm trying to sound as much like Liam as possible.
That's right.
So I just got this telly.
Double telly.
Double telly.
Double telly.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Is that one of the vintage looking ones, or is that a road worn, real road worn?
It's a vintage looking one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's you know, it's they're making money off of just beating the shit out of guitars to make them look old. But
I
people
know,
go
but
for
I'll,
that.
I'll buy them. You know.
But that's funny because they'll do that with like celebrity guitars. Like they'll take Sting's bass, which is worn, and they'll mm-hmm. completely match the wear.
Every little scratch.
Yeah.
And every little yeah. Yeah, so.
Like the coolest part about I think like the road worn stuff is when they do the back of the neck.
Yeah,
yeah, like this one.
Back of the neck.
I do kind of love.
Oh
the way
yeah,
that
they
feels.
Scrape off some of the varnish there. Nice.
Also, I've noticed I'm not worried about like
dinging
little
it.
Dings. Yeah,
like, drop. Well, dropping's one thing.
Yeah,
but just scratch here and there.
Yeah, but like if I like
scratched up, fuck.
If I bang on something, like who's gonna know? I'm not. Yeah.
That's great.
All right, and. Jesse, you're on a borrowed set, but what do you typically use?
Honestly, I don't even really know.
it's got heads and drums, metal cymbals, and okay.
Well, I mean, you're using Zildjian cymbals, right? Or are you using pasties?
I got a Power Beat hi-hat.
Okay.
Yeah. Made in Canada.
So you like...
What about your seat?
Yeah, just bought a seat. Zebra.
Your throne, oh, nice. Excuse me.
Is your drum
pork pie?
It's a pork pie.
Yeah.
Pork okay.
pie.
I think you play a PDP.
Yeah, you do.
Should I have asked them what you... So, Nate, what does he play?
He plays a PDP.
It was
Adam Quinn's.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's not that little dinky one he had.
No, not the club. The
bigger one.
The bigger one, yeah.
And his cymbals are metal?
They're metal.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Presumably. They're like a bronze-type metal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Black, okay.
Black, yeah.
So at least you remember that bit.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. We could talk about what we use on the EP. We use some fun gear on the EP. Do you
awesome,
remember
yeah.
that stuff?
No.
Yeah. We use some really fun guitars. Tony has so many
oh,
sweet
yeah.
guitars.
The guitars
oh,
are cool.
Oh, man.
Did that six-string bass end up on the record at all?
No, it didn't.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately.
We had so much fun playing that six-string
yeah.
bass, though.
He's got some great guitars. But we use so on the... Can't Take It With You, we used a really old Gibson. I forget what it was, but it was from like the 1940s or 50s.
It was like a 335, wow. I think.
Right? Okay. An acoustic?
It was acoustic that got transferred, got pickups put in.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
And had flat wounds. It sounded so smooth and like beautiful. And so that's like during all the verses, all the riff parts were played on that, and some of the... And I played some of, like, texture rhythm guitar with it as well. Mm-hmm. And then you played the Gretsch, that orange Gretsch flat wound for the riffs at the
oh,
end.
Oh, yeah.
That guitar
I forgot
was
about
sweet.
That one.
That
yeah.
was really cool guitar.
That was really cool.
But, yeah, and he has a great setup for, I think that was all through the Princeton.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say I thought it was a deluxe reverb just like...
No, I think that was all through the
You
Princeton.
Might be right, yeah.
Yeah, we just got, like, that real clean tone, and they added some just, like, a little bit of echo delay.
I think they used one of these Dynacomps, and, like, turned
oh,
it up
did.
For that Gretsch thing I did.
Yeah, they
with
did.
The flat wounds to, like, I wanted fuzz, and they just used the compressor and just like cranked it as loud as it went. Yeah.
So was the six string bass, was it like one of those Jaguar looking ones that's sort of like a baritone guitar, or was it actually?
It was like a harp.
I think it was a silver tone.
Yeah.
It was. It was like cool. The strings were real close together, so you could like play chords.
Oh, right. So it wasn't like, was it EA, you know?
Yeah, tuned just like a
guitar. It's like a baritone. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because I had a six string when I was playing with Moonraker. And I traded it to finance something else, but I just couldn't get, because that one, the neck was like 7 inches wide, you know?
Oh, this neck was really thin.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really, it was pretty cool, but we didn't use it.
if you look at like old Beatles, especially their Let It Be stuff, they... when Paul's not playing bass, either John or George are playing. It's a Fender. It looks like a Jaguar, but it's a baritone. It's the same thing with the same strings. And you can do the chords like that. But a little piece of Beatles trivia for you.
Yeah, baritone guitars are cool. I've been eyeing those for some time now.
Well, when you turn 50.
Yeah, when I turn 50.
I guess that's the magic number, huh? Yeah. The big 50.
Yeah.
Or you get all your toys then?
In my case, each guitar I got. When I got elected to office, if I won an election, I got to get a new guitar. So,
nice. Or you just show up to Greg's show and he just gives you one.
See, that's how it works. If you ever need to do recording, seriously, if you want to like borrow any lefty 12 strings or something, just let me know.
Yeah, that's
because cool. I can't play them all at once, and you can't take them with you.
You can't take them with
that's
you.
Right.
Yeah, how's that for a segue?
That's great.
You're a pro.
You guys want to hit us up with another song? So it's another song off the EP.
Yep. This is the second song.
All right, let's hear it.
Been dripping off me like a wet dog running from the sea. Long looks in the mirror got me shaking like a leaf. These days been dripping off me, wondering what the hell there is to do. Movie tickets in a well-worn living room. Tired of the TV and go walking through the woods. What the hell there is to do? We all know the pains are growing old. We all turn back to dirt, the flowers and the ones. But you can't take it away. Of that clock says time is money, but what's it worth if it's lost? More truth in a chunk than any page read from its eye. We're all just bags of bones, but let's say BB for sure. And you can't take it with you. Your house, your car, the ring, can't take it with you. Not much of anything, can't take it with you. A penny and your name, if you can't take it with you. And what are you gonna leave? Whoa. Whoa. Dripping off me.
Oh, surprise ending there.
Yeah.
Can't take it with you. I'd say, I mean, after I saw you at open mic, the two of you, I did the research. I remember I reached out to Jeff Small to say, who the heck was that guy that was singing? And he told me, so then I found you on Spotify. And I really, really enjoyed the EP. It's really, I like it a lot.
Thank you very much.
So what is your typical process when you're writing?
I guess it's a bit different. I think that's I always kind of segment that into like a few different processes, because I feel like there is just like the lyrical writing, which for me is a lot kind of just like poetry, right? It's just kind of like, For me, it's just kind of like this. I have feelings and emotions and thoughts, and then they kind of come out as lyrics. And sometimes that comes together immediately with a melody and immediately with arrangement. Sometimes it's just pure lyrics, and then I think the other process is arranging, which I think is like I kind of lump that in with the writing process, because I think it's hugely important to how a song comes together and how like the final kind of written product. I think I always kind of think about arrangement as I'm doing that same thing, so I can think they kind of work in tandem.
So it's part of your thought process then. Yeah. So as you're writing the poetry or figuring out the chord changes in the melody, you already have a little idea in your head of where your final product's going to be?
A little bit, yeah, absolutely. And I think it was nice with all these songs. It was pretty much all the lyrics were written. It was good to bring in these guys and kind of work out those final arrangements. 'Cause I had ideas and I had a general direction, but kind of, you know, bringing in Jesse was like, all right, what do we think about this jump part? Let's work it out. You know? And then we had in the studio kind of working out, okay, the final, like, well, what do we want here, in this section for,
Instrumentation or mood?
Yeah, just mood. It is very atmospheric in some ways. I don't know, the music. I blend in a lot of field recordings that I've kind of chopped up and kind of turned into their own quasi-instruments.
Yeah, that's a key component of the EP, the birds chirping and other forest sounds. Were they locally recorded?
Yeah, right in West Gloucester, actually. Yeah. On Bloom, the recordings... I was house sitting for my boss. He's a sculptor in the woods in West Gloucester. And so he has this really cool studio. And me and Jesse did some kind of like demo recordings there. And so at night, one night, I had like a full kick set up, like all the mics just running, and I just let them run for like 5 minutes to kind of capture the sounds that were going on, because it was like that summer night in the woods with all the crickets and all like the...
Were the mics inside the house?
Yeah.
Really?
It was so noisy.
Wow.
I thought you
went out into the woods to get that much
light. So you had the windows open, obviously.
No, but, I don't think the windows
are
open. I mean, probably a few of them, but if you go in the middle of the woods in West Gloucester in the summertime, it's super
loud. It's deafening.
And it's, you know, so that was how I got those. And then Can't Take It With You was also like at dusk, and there was this really, I just liked the sound of these birds that were chirping near me. I just took a field recording. And then there's a song we're not going to play today called Horses Sold, and that has a bunch of field recordings. It's kind of like it's a bit of a asymmetrical song, so it's kind of just like a part A and then a part B, and I say a little poem, and I have... it's like two different distinct sections. And in the part B section, I folded in some of this like just noise in this airport from Berlin that I really liked. People just walking around doing stuff. And then there's some like bees at the very end. And then some other field recordings as well. So I use Ableton as my DAW, and they have this cool instrument where you can take field recordings and you can drop it into this instrument, and then it MIDI maps it on the MIDI keyboard for you.
Yeah.
And so some of it was through that, and you can kind of, it can...
I mean, each key could trigger a different sound, like...
So it works in a couple different ways. So if you drop it in and you keep it on classic mode, if you play like a middle C, it will just play the field recording all the way through the end of it. Mm-hmm. And then if you go up to like D, it'll play it like in a slightly higher pitch.
Right, right.
But if you play them together, the velocity will change. So the D will go faster than the middle C. So they won't line up at the very end.
Okay.
But you can warp it, it's called, and where you can play full chords. So you can just be like, and then record that, drop it in, and then you could play like a full chord of the note you just sang. And it kind of works its way up the scale. But what I did for a bunch of stuff was I dropped it in there, and you can actually slice it up into distinct hits. And so I dropped field recordings into there, and then I sliced them up so that each section of the audio file kind of like acted as its own, like if you hit the key, it would play that section. And so what you can kind of do is theoretically, if we just hit different things around this room and recorded it, we could drop it in there, slice it up, and then transfer it to a drum rack, so you could actually like make like a drum kit out of like anything.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, I get you. So yeah. It's like, you know, chicken sound.
Yeah, you can do whatever.
Each key on the keyboard is like a different bird chirping.
Exactly. No, that's what it was.
Didn't you use like keys at some point? Like, scratching?
Oh, yeah.
Rubbing your...
I just like rubbed my chest on one of the songs to kind of get like the... not quite like when you use the brushes to do the snare, but I just made it like this. So it's just like a slightly different tonality. But
I think there's a video on Instagram if anybody's interested.
I don't know if it still exists.
It's not. It was cool because a lot of those sounds like became like really percussive, like part of it, like it added to the drums a lot.
Yeah.
I think that was like subtle too, like if you're not looking for it.
Yeah, I actually didn't know you did that with the field recordings.
Yeah.
Is it like the sort of spatial recordings, like the crickets or like the airport sounds? Is it like that, like transitioning throughout the songs? Or is it like those are like steady? And then the bits come in and out.
The field recordings, the one in California is on Bloom and Can't Take It With You, the field recordings are steady. And then on Bloom, I dropped like my car keys. I have like a ton of keys on my my
on game. Purpose?
Not really. I just like.
But you liked what it came out.
People just think I'm a janitor. And
yeah.
But I like dropped them and I kind of recorded that sound. I really like that like clanging sound. And then I kind of did these like where I dragged them.
Oh, nice.
And so then I did that that method where I chopped them into a drum rack, and then I kind of wove them into the drums. And like that's what Jesse was talking about. And it kind of adds this like push and pull feel to that song and helps kind of like accentuate the overall rhythm itself. But some of the other ones, like California, I took some some field recordings of like near the ocean with some birds, and then I like put it, I ran it in reverse. So I like flipped it in reverse,
oh, that's cool.
and then I chopped
oh.
it up a little bit, and so it has this like. So
it, it sounds like you interface a lot of other sounds, not you know, natural sounds, into your recordings to enhance and give it a more spatial. Because I mean, I'm hearing the music and it's very sparse and very spatial. So I guess it leads into what you're doing as far as taking nature sounds or just natural sounds and weave them into the recording to get the texture you're looking for.
Yeah, no, I that's pretty much it. I mean, I think for like intentionality, I think is important for any creative process. So, and I think you're right. It, space was something I wanted to kind of explore with this EP, and I think I the field recordings help enhance that. It's not like they're like, you know, thrown in there. Like,
oh yeah,
cool.
No, you definitely a lot of thought process. Now, do you make all the final decisions, or do the other guys you play with have some input into your process? I mean, I know a lot of artists they have that completed in their head to some degree.
Yeah.
And some people allow that process themselves to take in other ideas instead of being, you know, sort of tunnel vision. You know what I mean?
I try not to be a dictator.
Okay. Oh, no, that's cool. No.
I think it's, yeah.
And I think with like playing live, it's different too, because we all kind of have like different ideas, but with like the way we're doing it live is, it's almost like a different arrangement.
Right.
It's like the same, but there's a lot of different like tweaks we've done to the songs to make them sound better live, because of all like the, you know, the atmospheric sounds and stuff. So you got to change it a little bit. So we've been working a lot on that.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, I think it's one of those. I think it's always better if it's a bit of a democratic process, you know. And so I think we.
Well, I also noticed that you all play more than one instrument, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, then that's very probably helpful in the process, because, you know, like I know Jesse plays guitar and drums. Nate, obviously, you're playing bass and guitar. I don't know if you play any drums. But that enhances the thought process so that, you know, here's the drum track. Oh, well, here's the guitar part over the drum pack. Well, why don't we try this drum part over that guitar and then see where it leads,
which is
great. I mean, what I'm hearing, I'm liking a lot.
Thank you.
I haven't heard much, sort of like Greg said, I'm a fill-in host today, but you know, also a fellow musician. And, you know, I, also DJed, college radio for many years in Connecticut. So, you know, my ears are in tune to what's going on, and I'm liking it.
Yeah. No, I think that's like as when we were first kind of getting the songs going too, it wasn't so much that I was like, Jesse, play these drums exactly like this. It was like, Jesse, this is my idea. This is kind of how I want them to be. Like, let's work them out. And it was similar with like when you were playing lead stuff.
I remember like the first day of going to the studio to record these songs, you said something like, I don't want these songs to be 100% finished when we start recording them.
Yeah.
I want to figure them out as we're doing it.
Right.
So that it all comes together as like a sort of an organic like groupthink sort of process.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool.
And it was great too, cuz so I had never worked with Warren Babson, who's the lead engineer with Tony's studio.
Yeah, top-notch guy.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he like really took to the music, so he got like pretty involved, which is awesome, cuz having him excited about it, he really like was generating ideas and kind of helping us like work through other ideas. So, and Tony was as well, cuz he was there for maybe like half the time. So it was awesome to work with them and kind of like have their input and feedback. I think they're a really good team.
That's a gift to Gloucester, basically. Yeah. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't realize it. And, you know, okay, so this podcast is going to go out. People will hear it. But both Tony and Warren are extremely gifted at what they do, you know. And they're very open to allowing you to have the space to, you know, to enhance your ideas.
I think it's nice too because they can probably hear us too because we're in the same building.
They hear us practice.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that helps with the process too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, it was a lot of fun, and Christian did a lot of the lead and he played some of the keys, but that was really fun. We had the what was it? The no bend zone.
Oh yeah, the no bend zone. I'm not allowed in the bend zone.
Yeah, we were trying to get a good lead, like the right like type of lead for the end of the song California, and like I think it was coming off of Bloom too. Were you doing like lots of?
I was
bends?
Doing a lot of. That was the total bend zone.
That was like absolutely in the bend zone, and so I was like, we're not in the bend zone. We gotta get out of the bend zone.
I can't help but play blues riffs. Yeah. It's just like.
But it was so good that the end lead on California is like my favorite.
Yeah. One of my. I think it came out great. It was a good note.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun.
Well, if you need more field recordings, from right here, I can hear coyotes howling at night.
Ooh.
And foxes. The sound foxes make is you hear the noise and it sounds like someone's beating a baby. You know, it's really wow. That's a horrible you know thing to say,
but
because it's like, what the hell is that noise? I need to go Google on, you know, and figure it out. But
maybe your next album it'll be like a change
like
of direction. It'll be
like yeah
yeah, go to the four-legged you know nature sounds.
Yeah. But
get out of the air. No more birds.
No, but I think that atmospheric piece of the EP just gives it a whole unique perspective. Mm-hmm. So I really
enjoy
it.
That'd be a good name for it. No More Birds.
No more birds. Yeah. Like
no more birds. Well, I'm going to trademark that. So great. Well, why don't we play another song?
Cool. We're going to do a newer one, actually, just for why not.
Why not?
Which one?
What Love Is.
So this one, has this been recorded yet? It's not on the EP.
No, not been recorded.
All right, so this will be a first time for
people.
This is
an exclusive, I believe,
an exclusive,
right?
This is the
world premiere.
World premiere.
We've only played it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, so world premiere. What was the song again?
Called What Love Is.
What Love Is. So soon we'll be hearing What Love Is. We're doing a quick tune-up here. Quick station ID. This is Greg Verga here along with my guest co-host, Mark Laura. And our guest here at Beach Brick Studio is Surnames. So be sure to check us out on Facebook. There'll be some photos. Of course, the photos of the pedal board, which is, I'm sure, of great interest to many people out there listening. And you can find out who's coming up next on our show. And we appreciate you guys coming in, too. So,
yeah, thanks for having us. This has been a lot of fun.
Christian's super excited for you to take a photo of his pedal.
I am.
Yeah.
Did you get a picture of it already?
I did. I'm going to get a better picture once we start playing.
Because some of the stuff on it isn't even plugged into anything. It's a total
It's just
mess.
There for looks.
Yeah, like this thing here. It's not doing anything at all.
Well, most of these guitars on my wall don't work. They're just, you know. They're just, I got a... Garage, what's the hell's that called?
Rock band.
Oh yeah,
Rickenbacker.
I thought for a second that was a MIDI, what's it called? MIDI guitar.
Oh yeah.
When I first saw it, I thought it was one of the like the mandolins. Have you seen those? Like
they're shaped like guitars. Yeah.
Well, they're like low tuned mandolins.
Rick mandolin? Have you seen that?
Rick makes mandolin. Yeah. Well, he did years ago. But
Campbell plays one. It's pretty sweet.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm just a Rick fan, so that was lying around in an abandoned apartment I had access to, so I says, I'll take it. So.
Man, the stuff you find.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like we're almost ready.
All right.
Got it. Feel good? Ready? Mm.
And somebody tell me it would love it. Butterflies compromise, look in the eye of what could be. And somebody tell me it would love it. Chemical in her brain, a moving refrain, a wink from destiny. Ooh, I know. Ooh, who knows? One, two, three, four. And somebody tell me who I am. Boy with some loans, a t-shirt with some holes, green eyes that turn blue. And somebody tell me who I'll be. Gray bearded and bald, someone who gets cold when the night nails. And ooh, I don't know. Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. Whoa. And I don't know.
Sweet, sweet. So what's the plan for recording that one?
Oh, no real plans right now. Mm-hmm. The plan is mostly...
I mean, we just did,
yeah,
didn't
we? Just
we?
Did. That was
yeah, just did, yeah.
The plan.
Well, yeah, we'll see how this comes out. This is... I don't know if you guys use GarageBand, but you're welcome to this file when I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, there's no immediate plans for recording on the horizon. Mm. Mostly trying to play live and really.
Shows under the belt.
Yeah,
yeah,
we do.
I was going to say what upcoming shows you have.
Yeah, so let's keep in mind this is probably not going to hit the website till March 1st.
Oh, that's
so
fine.
So anything you get scheduled after March, you can promote right now.
Yeah, no, we have the only full band show we have on the books right now, kind of in the process of booking right now, is April 19th at the Jungle in Somerville.
Oh, nice.
Which is a newer venue. I think it's been open for like 10 months.
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's a cool spot. It's small.
It is cool. It's a small little room, but it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I played there. Ooh. It's got a good feel.
Would it be comparable to in Gloucester? Bigger than the Rum Line, but smaller than Minglewood?
Yeah.
I would say, as a whole, it's probably the same size as the Rum Line.
Yeah.
But
different layout.
It's open.
The configuration.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's completely open. The bar's pushed in the back, so there's a lot more space.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's probably like the upstairs of the Rum Line size.
Yeah, if you got rid of the stairs.
And taller ceiling.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So the acoustic, you liked the acoustics when you were there, Nate?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I mean, within
reason, I saw that show.
Yeah, when I was, I mean, my other band's pretty hard, so.
No, but I went to that show. I thought it sounded good.
Yeah,
like everything sounded good.
Yeah, it's like nice and open, and there's not a lot for stuff to bounce off of, I guess.
Nice.
Did you play with one of the bands when my Black Sheep Stampede played upstairs at the Rum Line? We had like three bands.
That was me and Jesse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
So, anchor arms, though. Yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah. Good for the hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The thing about that,
I'm definitely not going deaf.
We had booked that. We booked it and we paid, you know, to rent the space, right. And they had an acoustic act playing downstairs. And so they kept coming up telling us to turn down. It's like, well, why did you rent us the space? Right, if you, yeah. You know? We said three bands. We weren't going to be playing like washboards and jugs. You know?
It wasn't acoustic guitar and bongos.
Yeah, we did have one song with an acoustic guitar, but, you know, I think the drums and the amps they saw us carrying in would have been a giveaway that it was.
That's funny.
So you have, so that's what you got in April. You have like a goal for how much live shows you want to, or is it whatever you grab it?
I mean, this is, for this band, it's mostly just trying to get on bills with other bands. Mm-hmm. And do kind of like smaller rooms.
Yeah.
So do, I'd like to get into some like concert series. And like house shows. That's like mostly what I envision for like live performance for this, for this band and this setup.
And I did see a poster on, I don't know if it was on your Facebook page or the other, but Totality was my last guest.
Okay.
And I think you guys are on the same bill for.
Oh, yeah, we did. We played a show at Magna with them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, I mean, for three 18-year-olds and a 15 and a 16-year-old, I was pretty impressed with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, all their friends were there. That was funny. Oh, man.
Nate, you look like you have something really deep to say.
No, I'm just trying to... remember the next song.
That's his thinking face.
It's his thinking chair. There you go.
My memory is not as good as it used to be. So.
All right. So why don't we talk about, while you're getting tuned up, where people can find you. I mean, obviously Spotify and things like that, but do you have like a central hub, a website, or is it Facebook? What's your...
So right now, I mean, I'm working on building out the website. Although, to be honest, I mean, where people listen nowadays, it's like... It's on all the streaming platforms, so wherever you listen. Apple
Music, Spotify.
Amazon, Google Play.
Bandcamp.
Yeah, so Bandcamp, I'm kind of operating like the as a website right now.
YouTube? Yeah. Are we on YouTube?
We are on YouTube, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Also have Reverb Nation, I don't know.
I don't use Reverb Nation. Oh. I use, I went through a different distribution site.
Are you
I don't
a SoundCloud
know if they went
artist?
Through them. SoundCloud, yep.
Are we on BearShare?
We're on SoundCloud.
LimeWire.
We're on, I think we are
on. Us.
No, I think we're on Deezer. I think we're on Napster, technically.
there's a blast from the past.
I know.
They're still around?
iHeartRadio we're on. The distribution site I used, I really liked. It's called DistroKid. And so they just kind of...
You just hit once and they distribute it.
Yeah, they distributed it.
Off it
everything.
Goes.
Whoa. Yeah. It's pretty great. But yeah, and then I got some merch coming in. So at the shows, we'll have some T-shirts, all that stuff. So.
All right.
But yeah, we have... and then we're doing a pretty low-key in-studio performance on the 28th, actually, 228. And if anyone wants to go to that, they just got to reach out. Because there's like some... certain amount of numbers.
in studio where?
At Bangasong.
At Bangasong. Oh, cool. Yeah. All right.
So we'll be playing the EP plus a few other ones. And
All right.
So, all right. But yeah, that's the on the horizon right now.
Yeah. All right. And then you also have soon to be on MSO Radio. So
that's right. Yeah. This is great.
And so you have one more song I'm going to play in studio here.
Is yeah, one right? more song. Unless
all right.
You want to spend
I think
more.
We've got. Yeah, we're doing. Timing is perfect.
Unless you
so.
Want to kick us out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my wife is working, so we're fine.
We got the day.
We got the day, so we're great here. All right. What do you want to play for us?
We're going to do another new one.
So, again, this isn't. It hasn't
not,
been recorded.
Not
brand
not been recorded.
Spanking new, folks.
Brand new. Another world premiere. We figured, what the hell?
Well, just give me a couple seconds here, because I'm going to put this on Facebook Live. How's that sound?
All right. Let's
and then...
fancy.
as people are...
Do you have the...
Well, you know,
you,
I think
that... It's this... Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Just a quick
it's
tutorial.
Facebook there. Live anyway, yeah. So it's, you know,
so
I mean.
So the pressure's on.
We used to do that.
What is it, though?
At practices, so. People gotta understand this is live, okay? It's not.
Except by the time people listening to this show, it's not gonna be live.
Good, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know, but I mean for all the people who might have seen it on Facebook. Yeah.
So people who are watching this on Facebook now are knowing that basically we're in the future. So
we're in the future right now.
We're in the future. Welcome to the future.
And then Pulse.
That's exciting.
What do you do for the Pulse? Good.
All right, and this song again is called?
This is called What We Call Home.
What We Call Home. Let me make sure I give you guys some volume here.
Oh, yeah. There's the sheet. We got the sheet. We're good.
There you go. Got the cheat sheet there, Nate. You're all set.
Cheat sheet. All right.
All right, are you ready? We're all set.
You good?
Yep.
Crash. Top of the hi-hat. Can you even hit the top of the hi-hat on that thing? Can you even hit the top of the hi-hat on or the kick drum? Oh, nice. All right, ready? One, two, one, two, three, four.
Said we'll always be in touch. It can't stop our spirits, and the ground can't hold our limits. But I'm not sure about our love. Reflections of our ghost screen in the past, like it's a show. And oh, is that what we saw? Standing in our own backyard, pulled up the collars on our coats. Is this really what we call home? And mighty high up on this plane, taste my view, wishing the ground gave better clues, and count the hours on the train, fighting windmills while I stare, chasms feeling pretty barren. Oh, is that what we saw? Standing in our own backyard, pulled up the collars on our coats. Is this really what we call home? And 1-on-1 and 2v2, manhunt by the creek, castle made of dirt. Collect the stakes and piled up the sand. We've all smiled at more than money in hand. Oh, is that what we saw? Standing in our own backyard, pulled up the collars on our coats. Is this really what we call home? Really what we call home?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So, do you like it, Mark?
Yeah. I did like it. I've been enjoying it.
Great. Well, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier in the show, but Mark was sort of a pulled him out of the bullpen because I had a friend lined up to be the co-host, and he texted me this morning and said he had to go to work. So with like
excuse.
A half an hour notice, Mark was able to get here. So
yeah, crawled out of bed and made it over to the other nice. Side yeah. of Gloucester.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what you call, you know,
a true friend.
A true friend.
Well, you know, I'm a music fan, you know, yeah. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, and one of the things I see is, you know, like, okay, this is one of the projects you got going on. Mm-hmm. Most people who love music basically are usually doing more than one thing far as, you know, they're playing in different bands, playing whenever they can, and it's really cool. And it, you know, anytime you can support the local musician and promote them, I think is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it's just how I feel.
Me and Jesse were talking about that on the way over. We're like, it's like the same group of guys in this room. We're like three bands.
Yeah.
like three bands, two and a half bands. Like, because we do like
different versions of originals.
Because Christian's got his originals that we do, and then.
Mm-hmm. We're playing tonight.
We do the covers, yeah. Rob Banks and the Moneymakers tonight. Yeah. 7 o'clock.
So if you're in the future,
yeah.
come on back. Come on back.
Yeah. No, but hey, even though they won't be able to get the show because unless they have a DeLorean, right. they're going to.
I heard just, they're remaking those too.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love to get one of those. The so, why don't you promote the other projects you've got going on? Why not? And where to find those?
Rob Banks and the Moneymakers is the other band that we're all
a part of.
Yeah. Or we are not a part of, but we're
in.
We are also that band.
You know, that's funny because you're familiar with XTC.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have another band that's the same guys, mm-hmm. but it's like a psychedelic six, you know, it's, you know, set like the
different this, style.
Yeah. It's like set, the whole different name and everything, but the same guys.
Yeah.
So, well, that's years ago. They're broken up now, but so it's the same concept. Did you just put on different hats? And
yeah.
Wow.
Different personas.
So what else have you got?
Think of different personas for
we
different things.
We need different names. Yeah.
Different names.
My name's Mail.
Liam backwards. Liam backwards.
Jesse, are you doing anything? Else? You got some stuff going on, kind of. Not really.
I like to make like hip-hop beats and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just put stuff on YouTube. I don't really perform or anything.
All right. Do you want people to find it?
Yeah, but
oh, God, no.
That sounded like a loaded question there, Greg.
If you surf YouTube a lot, you might find it.
Yeah, like, maybe not.
It's hard because it's like youtube.jessekessler. Like 14.
If you just type in your name, I bet it would come up.
Yeah, it might come up. But there's like a semi-professional hockey player named Jesse Kessler. So that
How are his beats?
Yeah.
They're fresh.
Who's got fresher beats?
All right. So,
Rostrum, right?
Yeah, I got Rostrum. So, it's like kind of like a hardcore band. Or if you're in Rostrum, you call it Gloucester Slime.
Gloucester Slime, okay.
So, yeah. We got some shows coming up. We're playing The Jungle, too, in April.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm not good with dates, so I can't be like, I'm not the date guy. So, but yeah, Keen Curvin's in that band, plays bass. Joe Grillo plays drums, and John Sarno sings, and then I play lead guitar, I guess. So we're just one guitar. So
yeah,
you play all the guitar.
I play all the guitar.
You play all the guitar.
You're all the guitar player.
Right.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm the only guitar player they need.
Wow. All right. Well, that's great. You guys got a lot going on. I said it before on shows, but it's when I was in high school playing in a band, it's like you didn't cheat on your band. That's all you played with, you know. And then nowadays it's what, you know, you get
to. That was kind of, we were kind of like that, I think, in high school.
I think I was in like eight different bands with the same three people.
Yeah.
We rotated around.
We used to call Jesse out a lot, I think, in high school about doing that.
Yeah.
A band whore, if you
will. Jesse. He's changed his ways.
Yeah, he's seen the light.
Now he just stays with the same guys.
All right, well, looks like we're coming up again. Just about at an hour right now. That's not too bad. So, guys, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us. This was fun.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's great. Open mic is a great place to find guests for the show, I tell you. So. And so if anybody out there knows of a individual or band that's interested in being on the show, that's the only catch is it's got to be all original music. We don't allow covers or auto-tune. And just give me a call, Greg. Call email Greg at gregverga.com or call me 508-284-3399. And this is Unfinished Music here from Beach Rick Studio on MSO Radio. Be sure to check out our Facebook page for links to our past shows and photos and videos from shows. And again, we want to thank Mark, Laura for coming in last minute to the team player that he is.
Thanks, Greg.
And want to thank the guys from Surnames for coming by. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right, and we're going to go out on a recording. I can't reach my clipboard. What do we agree on?
California.
So here it is, California by Surnames.
Maps in this head, too many X's to count. Pick one, just pick one, or what could go wrong? Red tinted face unwashed with a frown. Eyes are stained red from the sweat on this brow. I've got my compass ready, tied away and on the stars, as everybody wants to talk about themselves in their world tinted with roses. And I'm not sure that I'm myself as I search for gold on the coast of California. Myself crumbs to find my way out, but when I searched for me last year, not sure what I found. I've got my compass ready, tied away and on the stars, as everybody wants to talk about themselves in their world tinted with roses. And I'm not sure that I'm myself as I search for gold on the coast of California. Keep my mind and not gain control. And if I wanted a script, I'd move to Los Angeles and try to make it less, just to check the boxes. And everybody wants to talk about themselves in their world tinted with roses. And I'm not sure that I'm myself as I search for gold on the coast of California.